The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 15, 1975 in San Francisco.
One who has got unflinching faith in God and similar faith in Guru, Jasodeva, what is that sound? Can I understand? Deva means Bhagavan. Devaya tasmai nama. Jangvarmha varunanda ruddhasthunanti vidibvai stavai vedai shanga padakrama upanishadai gayanti yang samaga dhyanavasthita tat gatena manusha pasyanti yang yogina devaya tasmai nama. Deva means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is praised by the Vedic mantra. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the demigods, they are offering their prayers. The Shamved is singing in glorification of the Supreme Lord. The yogis, they are always seeing the Supreme Lord within the heart, core of heart. So, that is Deva, Devaya tasmai nama. So, Dasya Devi Parabhakti, Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. Anyone who has got unflinching faith in God, God means Krishna. Krishnasu Bhagavan Sam. So, anyone who has got unflinching faith in God and similar faith in Guru, then the Vedic purpose becomes revealed to him. Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru Tasya Ete Kathita Hi Arthya. The Vedic mantras and their artha becomes revealed. This is the process. So, these students, European American students, they are offering respect to their spiritual master. Outsiders may think that the spiritual master is very puffed up and he is sitting and taking respect from the disciple. But the fact is that they are to be taught like that, how to offer respect to the spiritual master. This is our Vedic process. Any sect or Vedic sect, the principle is Adho Gurbhasrayam. The first principle is to accept Guru. Unless there is Guru, how it can be executed? Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. This is Vedic injunction. Other Vedic injunctions are like the same. Kathopanishad, it says, Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchet. If you want to learn that transcendental science, then your first business is to go to a guru. Guru, as God is one, guru is also one. There cannot be different gurus. Nowadays it has become a fashion that I have got my own guru, you have got your own guru. No. Guru means the representative of God. As God is one, similarly guru is also one. There cannot be different gurus. Because God is one, how there can be different gurus? The principle of guru is one. Stop. The original guru is Krishna. Jangam Brahma Varunanda Ruddha Stunanti Dibhaistavai. Original Guru, unto whom? Brahma, Jangam Brahma Varuna Indra, all the demigods offering their prayers. Within this universe, Brahma is considered to be the foremost living being, but he also offering respect to Krishna. Shiva-vrinchi nutam. Lord Shiva is also offering respect to Krishna. That is the Vedic process. So Krishna is the original God, original Guru. Therefore Krishna comes to teach these fallen souls. Jada-jadahi dhanma-saglani bhavati Bharata, tadātmānam sijāma. As gurus, business is to protect the subordinate disciples from fall down. Just like I am traveling all over the world, twice, thrice in a year, my duty is to see that my disciples who have accepted me, guru, they may not fall down. That is my anxiety. So similarly, Krishna, being the original guru, he is also very anxious that my sons, we are all sons of Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna, mamai vāṅsa jīva bhūta, sarva jōni śukaunteya sambhavanti mūrtaya Tāsāṁ mahat jani brahma aham bīja padapita. Krishna is not Indian or Hindu. Krishna is everything. Everyone is Krishna's sons in any form. Sarva-jonishu. Joni means species. There are 8,400,000 species. So all of them are living entities, and they are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is very much anxious to see his sons become very happy. Just like father wants to see his son very happy. So Krishna has admitted that he is Bijapada Pita, he is the Supreme Father. I think in Christianity also, God is accepted as Supreme Father. So actually that is the fact. God is the Supreme Father. So as the Father wants to see his sons very happy, similarly Krishna wants to see all of us very happy. That is Krishna. But we are persistently avoiding Krishna and suffering. This is our business. Therefore Krishna said, jada jada hi dhanva saglani bhavati bharata abhuthanam adharmasra tadatmanam sijama. This just coming here from Philadelphia, we are talking with the aeroplane crews, the captain, the pilot, they are very patiently hearing us. The question was, very intelligent question the pilot made, that if everything is created by God, yes, that is a fact. Janmadasya jataha. The Vedanta Sutra says, everything is emanated from God. Without a thing being present in God, there cannot be any existence of anything. That's a fact. Ishavasam idam sarvam. So his question was, then what is this evil? The evil is also God's creation. So I explain like this, that for God there is no good or evil. Everything is good. So I gave him this example that good or piety, that is God's frontage, and evil means God's backside. So taking this example, the chest or the back of my body, they're equal. It is not that when there is some pain on the backside, I don't care for it. I simply take care of when there is pain in the chest. No. Although it is backside, it is as important as the front side. Then evil and good is also of the same importance? No. Evil, that I gave the example, that for God there is nothing evil. I gave another example. Just like the sun, there is no darkness anywhere of sun's body. There is no darkness. But for us, there is light and darkness. Just like if you keep the sun backside, you will find darkness, a very long darkness, your shadow. And if you keep yourself in front, sun, there is no darkness. So it is my business, I create darkness. As soon as I change my position, instead of remaining in front of God, I keep God backside, then there is darkness. Otherwise there is no question of darkness. But in the sun as it is, there is no such darkness. Therefore God is all good. And for us, when we forget God, there is evil. And when we are in God consciousness always, everything good. Is that example all right? So God is all good. There is no good or evil. Apapa vidyam, in the Isopanishad you'll find description. Apapa vidyam. Whatever God does, that is all good. But if we imitate God, then it is evil. That is the disease of material disease. The another question was, the pilot was very intelligent man. How one can become peaceful? So I gave him the reply from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Svidam sarva-bhutanam gyatya mam shanti-michyati. Your name is Shanti, right? So, three things if we understand, that everything belongs to God. Sarvaloka Maheswaram. He is the proprietor. And then, because he is the proprietor, therefore he is the enjoyer. Just like in a big establishment or a big family, will be the enjoyer, the proprietor. So that is natural. If God is proprietor, then God is the supreme enjoyer. That is stated that Bhoktaram Jagratapasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Sridam Sarvabhutana Gyatta Mam Shanti Mitchati. If you learn these three things, that God is the proprietor, God is the enjoyer, and He is the real friend. Actually, He is the real friend. And our godlessness means we are claiming that we are proprietor. This is my land. I am America. America is I, mine. Or India is mine. Or anything. Actually, the proprietor is God. But we are falsely claiming that it is my property or our property. Therefore, there is no shanti. Try to understand. Actually, God is proprietor, but we, out of our foolishness, we are claiming our property or my property. Therefore, there is no shanti. Similarly, God is the supreme enjoyer of everything. Jagya tapasam. By performing yajna, by executing tapasya, one is elevated, get some profit, material body, material profit. If you perform yajna, then you can go to the heavenly planet. Similarly, if you perform austerity, then you can be promoted to spiritual life. So, but what we'll do by spiritual life? By spiritual life mean, if you become servant of God, then you will live and you will have peace. But if you want to become yourself God or master, then you will feel inconvenience. That is not the fact. Bhoktaram Jagatavasam Sarvalokumam Suidam Sarvabhutanam. And God is the friend of everyone. Why not? He claims that everyone, every living entity, never mind in which form he is existing, he is my son. So is not the father the best friend of the son? But no, we are claiming, I shall become your friend. I shall become your leader. I shall lead you to prosperity. No. That is false. The political leaders or the so-called religious leaders or other many leaders there are. They are taking the position of God. I shall become your friend. I shall lead you so that you will become happy. That is wrong. You cannot become friend. To how many people or how many men you can become friend? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,000, 10,000, 1,000,000. But there are unlimited, asankha, jiva-bhava, sava-sa, asankhyata. You cannot count how many. Suppose you can become friend of your children at home, or your friend's wife, sons and others. But how you can become friends, the elephant in the African jungle? You cannot become. But you see, there are hundreds and thousands of elephants in the jungle of Africa. They are eating, sleeping very nicely. Who is supplying their necessities? God is supplying. You'll find in your room, in a hole, thousands of ants are coming out. Are you giving them food? Who is supplying food? So therefore, God is actually the friend of everybody. That is a fact. But we, rascals, we are claiming, I shall be your friend, I shall be your leader. Therefore, the leader, so-called leader, is not in peace. How it can be? All leaders are trying to keep his position, somehow or other. And that is very difficult job. No peace. That is not possible. You know, your president, Mr. Nixon, wanted to keep himself in the position. How much restless he was. These are to be studied. That don't claim yourself as friend of somebody or the people or the nation. No. Teach them that God is your friend. I am God's servant. I am bringing this message to you. And I can teach you how God can become your friend and you derive friendship result from God. That is Guru. A Guru does not say, I am God. That is not Guru. Guru will never say. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's prayer says, Sakshad haritena samasta sastrai ruptas tathabhav bata eva sadvi kintu prabhurja priya eva tasya. A Guru is worshipped just like my disciples. They are offering respect. Exactly like God. That is their duty. Sakshad haritena samasta sastrai. All the sastra recommend the Guru should be respected as good as God. But that does not mean Guru is foolishly thinking I am God. Sakshad haritena samasta sastrai rukta. Rukta means said. It is recommended. Tatha bhavata eva sadvi. Those who are exalted, advanced, they accept this truth that Guru should be respected as good as God. But why he is respected as such? Because kintu prabhurja priya eva tasya. Because he is very, very dear to God. The Guru will never think that my disciples are worshipping me exactly like God, therefore I have become God. He is not Guru. He is rascal. Guru is always in the position of servant. And because he is the most confidential servant of Krishna, therefore he is to be respected as good as Krishna. Because in our present position, we cannot see Krishna. But Krishna's sense is representative. Therefore, he is respected as Krishna. Now, how one can become Guru and representative of Krishna? Everyone will say, I am representative of Guru, of Krishna. I am Guru. No. That is enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Ajnay Guru Hoya Taro Ehi Desh. He just became Guru on my order. So Guru means who is carrying out the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not a self-made Guru. Guru means the most confidential servant of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same thing. He is Guru. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordering everyone, especially those who are born in India. He says especially, Bharat bhumite manusya janma hoilo ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. Anyone who has taken birth in India, Bharatvarshamane, formerly Bharatvarsham is the whole planet, now it has come to India, never mind. So, anyone who has taken birth in India, Bharatvarsham, let him make his life successful and karo paropakar and go outside India and do good to others. Paropakar. This is India's business. India's business is to distribute the spiritual knowledge all over the world because they are in darkness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo ja, janma sarthak kari. First of all, you became successful because in India you'll find Vedas, Upanishads, Raman, Mahabharat, Puranas, and Vedanta Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So many other things, all Vedic literature. So, if Indians, those who are actually prestigious, they should learn from Guru all these literatures, make his life successful, then go outside and preach. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then if anyone says that I have no knowledge, I have no education, how I can learn all these books and become make my life perfect, and then I preach. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you haven't got to learn so many books. He says, Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya Taro Aides. You just become Guru on my order. Then what is your order, sir? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is Guru. You haven't got to learn very much. You simply repeat like parrot what Krishna has said. That's all. Is it very difficult? Krishna has said everything in the Bhagavad Gita. You learn Bhagavad Gita and you repeat that. You become Guru. This is Guru. So, sometimes people gives me very much credit that I have done wonderful throughout the whole world. But I do not know that I am wonderful man. But I know one thing, that I am speaking what Krishna has spoken. That's all. I am not making any addition, alteration. Therefore, I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. This credit I can take. That I don't make any nonsense additional alteration. And I see practically it has become successful. I am not bribed so many Europeans, Americans. I am poor Indian. I came to America with 40 rupees with me. And now I possess 40 crores. So, there is no magic. You can go that side, you are sleeping. So this is the secret. That if you want to become Guru, honestly, if you want to cheat, that is another. There are so many cheaters. People also want to be cheated. As soon as we say that if you want to become my disciple, you'll have to give up four things. No illicit sex, no intoxication, after drinking tea and smoking cigarette. No meat eating and no gambling. And they criticize me. Swamiji is very conservative. And if I say that you can do all nonsense, whatever you like, you simply take this mantra and give me $125. This they will like. Because in America, $125 is nothing. Any man can pay any immediate. So I would have collected millions of dollars if I would have cheated like that. But I do not like that. I want one student who follows my instructions. I don't want millions. Ekaschanda stama hanti nachatara sahasra. If there is one moon in the sky that is sufficient for illumination, there is no need of millions of stars. So, my position is that I want to see that at least one disciple has become pure devotee. Of course, I have got many sincere and pure devotees. That is my good luck. But I would have been satisfied if I could find out one only. There is no need of so-called millions of stars. So therefore, the process is there and it is very simple. And if we understand the all instruction in the Bhagavad Gita and then we study Srimad Bhagavatam, or if we don't study, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given very simple method. That is also recommended in the Shastra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Gatiram. If we want to study Vedic literature, that is very good. That is sound footing. So we have already got 50 books. You study, become very great scholar in philosophy, in religion, in sociology. Everything is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Politics also. And you become perfect man with full knowledge. And if you think that you have no time, you are not so good scholar, you cannot read all these books, chant Hare Krishna. Either way, you will become perfect. Either both or at least one. If you cannot read books, chant Hare Krishna will be perfect. And if you read books or chant Hare Krishna, that is very good. But there is no loss. If you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but you cannot read books, there is no harm, there is no loss. That chanting is sufficient. But if you read, then you will be able to defend yourself from the opposing parties. That will help you preaching war. Because in the preaching war, you have to answer so many questions, you have to meet so many opposing elements. So, if you are strong in your position by reading books, Vedic literature, then you become very, very favorite to Krishna. Krishna says, Nachatasmat manusyesu kaschit me priyakitta jayavam puramam goyam madbhaktesu abhidhasu. Anyone who preaches this confidential knowledge, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja, if he is ably fit to preach this message to the world, then immediately he becomes very, very much recognized by the Supreme Lord. Nachata smat manushis, kaschit me priyakritam. Krishna says, so, I am specially requesting those who are Indians, and those who have now learned Bhagavad Gita, they should preach this message all over the world. There is good potency that we have already tested, but don't make adulteries. Then it will be spoiled. You speak Bhagavad Gita as it is, and it will be effective. Why it will not be effective? Because the Lord's word and the Lord himself, absolute, there is no difference. Nama chintamani Krishna chaitanya rasavigraha purna suddha nitya mukta abhinnatyat namanami abhinnatyat. The Lord's name and the Lord, they are not different, absolute. That is a Lord's potency, achinta shakti. He can present himself by his name, by his fame, by his form, by his qualities, by his paraphernalia, anything in connection with Krishna is Krishna. Anything, that is absolute. Krishna is never different from his name. Krishna is never different from his form. We are worshipping the form of the Lord. That is Lord himself. Don't think it is different from Lord. No. We are not wasting time by worshipping some statue. No. It is therefore forbidden in the Shastra. Arche Vishnu Shiladhi Gurusu Naramati Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi. These are forbidden. So, we are, of course, opening so many branches all over the world, and I am very pleased to see this branch. Yeah, there is wonderful perspective. Utilize it properly and stick to the principle that Amar Agnay Guru Haiya Taro Yaides. The Agnya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Agnya of Krishna are not different, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and when he appeared as Krishna, people misunderstood him. Therefore, he has come as a devotee to teach us how to love Krishna. So therefore, if we go through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura, and then we chant Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Hare Hare Rama.
So rest assured, the full perfection is awaiting. Thank you very much.